Thank you for taking the time to listen to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We hope you find it has meaning and relevance for your life. And now may you be blessed as you hear the reading of God's Word.
Our gospel lesson today comes from the Gospel of Matthew, one of Jesus' parables, one we've heard many times, but I invite you to listen with new ears. It's from chapter 13, starting with verse 3. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on the rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. Since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. This is the good news of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. You pray with me. Loving and gracious God, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation and the reflection this morning in all of our hearts and thoughts be acceptable in your sight, for you, O Lord, are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. For this next month, I want to work together on a particular theme that I'm calling the essential Jesus. It probably is a theme we could pick up several times over the years, coming back to think about the essential Jesus. What is that? How do we understand the essence of our Lord and Savior? But this particular month, I've chosen to concentrate on four parables. I would call these the four essential parables. I would imagine that some of you could pick these out pretty easy already, what your top four Jesus parables may be. I've picked my four. I would imagine that you figured out two or three of them pretty easy already. The first one, though, is, in my mind, a pretty central parable. In my mind, I think that probably every time that Jesus gathered crowds together, wherever he went with his disciples, and the crowds would come and gather around, and he would begin to teach, he would start off with this parable. I just think that's just how he would start off. It would be his beginning words. It's the parable of the sower. We've already heard it several times this morning. Once there was a sower, he went out to sow. And some of the seed that he sowed fell on the path. Some fell on the rocks, and some fell amongst the thorns. And then there was some that fell on good soil. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Now, when Jesus first told that story, the disciples were kind of bewildered, and so they took him aside afterwards, and they said to him, "So why do you speak in parables?" Why the parables? They're kind of, they're nice little cute stories, but why parables? Why can't you just get to the point? So Jesus says, "To you has been given," this is to the disciples, "to you has been given the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given." That's a very curious statement to me. To you has been given the secrets, and to others it has not. Now, what bothers me a little bit about that is Christianity doesn't have secrets. We're not a secret society. We're not something that we're supposed to have secret knowledge about. So what is the secret? In that day and age, when teachers and rabbis called disciples, they were calling folks that were ready and prepared and had a that were at a particular place of openness for understanding. It's not that there's any secret to it. It's just that they were ready. They were ready to hear. They were open to what the teacher had to say. The relationship of teacher and disciple was extremely unique. It was not some indoctrination of some belief system. It was an illumination of life. And so the disciple would follow the teacher everywhere the teacher went, would listen to every word the teacher spoke, would eat what the teacher ate, would follow in the dust of the teacher for years and years and years until the disciple was ready to be the teacher. We are called to be disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the mission of the United Methodist Church. That is our commission from our Lord Himself. Go forth into the world and make disciples. Disciples who walk in the way of our Lord day in, day out, so that one day we might be like the teacher. I had an ethics professor in seminary. He was the only teacher who ever publicly said this, and said this to the class. Said, it is my understanding of who I am and my role as a teacher, and my goal is that when we're done, you will not be a student, but you will be my peer. That's the relationship of disciple and teacher. So the reason I speak in parables, Jesus says, is that seeing they do not perceive, and hearing they do not listen, nor do they understand. But truly I'm telling you, the prophets and the righteous ones, they long to see what you see, but they did not see it. And they long to hear what you hear, but they did not hear it. And so now, he says, hear the parable of the sower. So that anyone that hears the word of the kingdom of God and does not understand it, the evil one comes, snatches it away, and what is sown in the heart, it is what is sown on the path. Yes, there are those who are just simply resistant. Some may be just weary and worn out, or worn down with life. Some may be fearful of religion, or some may be suspicious of religion. Some may have had a bad experience in the past and have put up walls and are hard-hearted to the speaking of things spiritual. I don't know if anyone like that is here this morning. So my prayer for you, maybe somehow there might be a crack in the hardness of heart so that a little light can come in. As for those who are sown on rocky ground, this is the one that hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. And yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while, and when the trouble and persecution arises on the account of the word, that person immediately falls away. I don't know if there's anyone here this morning was distracted by many things. Life is a clutter of distractions. There are so many things, so many pulls, and so many things that are on my mind that my mind is a buzz with things I have to do, places I'm supposed to be, with lists, things that are supposed to get done. And I may be in this room, but my head is somewhere else. My life is cluttered. So my prayer for you this morning is to, just for a moment, release and let go of the stuff. Just for a moment. Let your mind be at ease and at peace. As for those sown on the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, and the cares of the word and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. I don't know if there's anyone in the room this morning who just feels choked. Perhaps you're compassion weary. Perhaps the responsibilities and the burdens of life have so borne down on you that you're just drained. Or maybe there are those who are just simply so much in the world that you just can't think of things spiritual. So my prayer for you today sometimes we just need a little pruning. Hear the words of our Lord. Come, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Just today, in this moment, let the Spirit of God come upon your heart and refresh it. I know there are times in all of our lives when we're all of these things, sometimes all at once. But the good soil is here. It's definitely in this place. And the prayer is that somehow or some way, the word of grace, the word of love, the word of forgiveness, the word of peace, may enter into your heart today and begin to germinate in your life.
Thank you for listening to this message from Stonebridge United Methodist Church. We invite you to join us for our celebration services, an uplifting mix of contemporary and traditional worship styles, as we open our hearts to hear the good news of Jesus Christ. Sunday mornings at 8:15, 9:30, or 10:45. For more information, visit our website, mysumc.org. Have a blessed day.